All right, on the phone with me is Ron Holstner from The Skull. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. How you doing, man? Good to talk to you again, bro.
Yeah, man, good to hear from you. Listen, 2016, exciting news. There is a new EP coming out from The Skull. Talk to me a little bit about this.
Yeah, all right, yeah, this all came about pretty quick. We weren't really planning on releasing anything until later in the year. We're going to be doing a brand new record and everything, but we just recently got a new guitar player, Rap Wrong, from the band Witch Mountain. Great band from Portland, Oregon.
Fantastic band.
Yeah, awesome. And we do this show in Chicago in December every year. It's like kind of a Christmas show for us, you know, do crazy songs and stuff like that. And have a good time in our hometown crowd here. And Rob came in, you know, played a show. We had two rehearsals, and it went so quick. Said, hey, we got a new song that we've been messing with. Would you like to, you know, play on it? So we worked it out to a song. And then we were going to record the show at Reggie's, that show in Chicago anyway. By a friend of mine, Quentin, who did our last record, I'm like, dude, are you available this weekend? We'd like to come in and record a couple songs. Our label was asking if we could do a 7-inch prior to a big tour coming up in the spring in Europe.
Right.
So we never toured for Those Which Are Asleep, our last record on TV, over in Europe yet. We did in the States, but not over here, so it's the first official tour. So we're like, okay, well, we got a new song, and we'd like to do something a little different, you know? So we like got this two-song 7-inch they want to do, but a 7-inch vinyl takes 3 months now to print, because everybody's doing vinyl again.
Yeah.
Everything is backlogged. So that would come out in April when we're already on tour. We have this another show in Chicago come up in 2 weeks with Sleep, sold-out show, big show in Chicago, and like, well, if we put together an EP, you think we can get it out by the 26th or 7th? I think the show's the 27th. They're like, yeah, we'd probably get it out the 22nd if you have everything. So we got the artwork, got everything done, and recorded two brand new songs, this new one that we had called The Longing, and we redid a classic Trouble song, Skull.
Oh, wow.
People are going to trip out on it. It's heavy as hell. I mean, it's a song that resonates like what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
You know, the lyrics, and it means so much to Eric, the lyrics in this song, and he always wanted to change just a little bit in it and kind of update it. He was always talking about it, and I was like, well, why don't we just redo it? You know, the name of the band is The Skull, you know, so it was like, it'd be kind of cool to redo the song, and I said, you co-wrote it, so let's do it.
This is what's really interesting about The Skull. This is what's really interesting about The Skull. You know, there are a lot of musicians that when they depart their original band, they want to just distance themselves from what they were affiliated with. They want to just not be known. They want to just move forward. The best thing about The Skull is that you embrace your past and you also bring new material which feeds all generations of fans, man.
I've always felt that when band guys leave their other band and they want to do something different, that's cool. But it's still your past, and you should honor your past and play some of it. You know, I've seen Jimmy Page before with The Firm. You know, he didn't play any Zeppelin songs. I was just dying to hear just even a riff from Days of Confused, something crazy, you know?
That's why you bought a ticket.
You know? But it's like, and it always bothered me. It's like, why would you not want to play stuff from your past that you wrote that's who you are? You know, it's you know, your influences and everything. It's something you can't change about yourself. You can reinvent yourself somewhat, but the people know you for doing one thing and they like you for doing this, so why would you abandon that, you know?
You really encompass...
And we enjoy playing these songs.
Right?
Kicker, man. We're having a blast rocking these old songs. I mean, it's our history. We're entitled to play the songs. You know, and we do.
The best part that I like is that you keep it really old school Americana, man, which is simple. This is who we are. This is what we do. This is it, you know. And this is why fans have been loyal, past and present, because you feed what the fans want. And to just shut up on the naysayers, you've already proven to yourselves and to your fan base that you can still write relevant, heavy music which feeds the fans. I mean, you've proven that with your last release, For Those Which Are Asleep. How do you feel?
Yeah,
how do you feel about that?
Love it. That's the whole thing. They really embraced it. And that to us just fueled us more. Like, man, this band's actually getting good, you know? And we're enjoying out touring, playing all the songs.